I miss seeing you on Sundays and Wednesdays. We have a variety of personalities at Pleasant Valley South. We just by our presence are an encouragement to one another. I usually hear interesting stories from other members and find out about special needs in our fellowship. Recently, I was in the Welcome Center after Wednesday night service. Some of our grandparents were walking through the Welcome Center with their preschool grandson. I handed the little boy a Chick-fil-A gift card. Grandmother said, "What do you say to Dr. May?" He said, "Bye." She said, "No, say thank you." That's priceless. I'm inspired by all ages coming across the parking lot to our buildings. Do you realize that lost people drive by our church during services? Just your car in the parking lot is a testimony that the worship of Jesus Christ is a priority in your life. I'm thankful for your investment that you've made in technology. Tom Pilcher, Jeff Bird, and our staff are involved with keeping in touch with you and providing worship opportunities on social media. Someone said, "I'm watching other broadcasts on Facebook, but it's just not the same as our home church." We will continue to increase our contact with you. Ted is looking into a Lifeway computer link so our Sunday school teachers may teach their lesson remotely to their class. We continue to get messages from you that you're looking forward to returning to fellowship together and worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords on our campus. In the book of Hebrews, we find these words, "Forsake not the gathering of the saints together." In Silver Creek lingo, that simply means go to church. We will continue to do our best to provide worship service through our website and Facebook. I read a story years ago about a senior adult lady who couldn't see well and her hearing was gone. She was totally deaf. She never missed a service. She was there Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. A young man asked her one day, "Ma'am, why do you come to church for all these services? You can't see or hear." She said, "I'm here to show whose side I'm on. See you when the storm passes by."